Mishnah Hey Sifid Beis. Rishus Rabbim Eino Tefeses Ela Adasura. Rishus Rabbim only extends up to the height of the 10th Fachim. Abalamala Measura Habi Makam Patur. Above 10th Fachim is considered a Makam Patur. Okay. Zog to Mishnah Bura Mem Gimel. Sifkat Mem Gimel Ela Adasura. Al Kane. Hazarik Rishus Rabbim. Let's say you have a wall which is immediately adjacent to Rishus Rabbim. So the airspace in front of the wall is Rishus Rabbim airspace. So the Mishnah says the case a person would throw something which is sticky and it'll stick it to the face of the wall. It's landed in Rishus Rabbim. Well, it depends if it landed above 10th Vachim or below 10th Vachim. Hazarik Rishus Rabbim Devela Shmena. Devela was they would press the figs together. It's called a devela, a cake of pressed figs. Shemena, which is very literally means fatty, but it means all sticky and gooey. Benidbuk b'kaisan, it'll stick to the wall. So the matam yasurah kayev, if it lands below 10th vachim, he's kayev. He threw, or the case being he threw dalet amis. So a person to be chayav for the malacha of moving something dalet amis or throwing something, it has to go for amis. It also has to land. So it landed in the Rishus Rabbim. It landed on the wall. That now is a place where it could stick. And it's below 10th vachim, it's in the Rishus Rabbim. However, the malam yisrael, if it landed above 10th vachim, so that case it'd be potter. And above 10th vachim is a makam patur, mem dalet, havi makam patur. Ratzalomer, the filo shem karmel is ein chal alo avrishal malam yisrael. Not only is it not, which is a rabbim, it's not even a karmel, it's nothing. It's a makam patur. So, which means you would have full heter. If I would want, let's say that you would have a situation, you would have like two houses across the street from each other, which is a rabbim, and they would put up some type of a beam across, which wasn't wide enough to be, wasn't big enough on its own to get it in Rishus HaYachid. You'd walk across it, you can carry things across. You're walking straight across the Rishus HaRabim, but you're going above 10th Vachim, so that'd be mutter.
You'd be walking across a Makam Patur.
Because it's Makam Patur, which means it's totally mutter. Now, comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah throws in the next piece, it's a very important piece of Mishnah Berurah. Im not kona Rishus HaRabim, prison puts a pole in Rishus HaRabim. Barosha Kli, and on top of the pole there's a Keli. But the Kli itself is 10 Tvachim high, and it's 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. So down below there's nothing there, and up in the air there's suspended this Keli, which it itself is 10 by 4 by 4. So the Keli is considered a Rishus HaYachid. So even though the space below it, in other words, we don't say that the mechitzas extend down, and therefore it's as if that whole area is Rishus HaYachid. No, that's not true, because if there's a gap in between it, which allow walking under it, that it's mavatal l'shem mechitza. So you can't say, even though there is a concept in halacha called gur achas mechitza, that mechitza extends down. So theoretically, we should argue once it's Rishus HaYachid up there, that should extend down and make this whole area Rishus HaYachid. But since you can walk under it, that's mavatal l'shem mechitza, which is there. So beneath it, it's Rishus HaRabim, even though up there that area is Rishus HaYachid. But the vice versa also, even though down here is Rishus HaRabim, that doesn't take away the fact that up there is it's four by four and it's 10 tefachim high. It's Rishus HaYachid.
So there's an issue sometimes with our communal Arabs that somehow it gets interrupted by a Rishus HaRabim somehow, or like a highway. So if you had a bridge going over that would seemingly allow for there to be a Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid going over top of it.
Theoretically, it's possible.
Okay.
Well, see, but the bridge itself might be, but if it's a bridge of a road. So the ridge itself also might be, depending on how big the road is, that might not solve your problem. So therefore, so the mashal, the application of this concept is, so we say inside of the car is a rishus hayochid. So even if you have, let's say, a high car, that therefore that it's possible to go under there. We'll see that if it's three tefachim off the ground already, so that area can't be considered a rishus hayochid, because three tefachim already is high enough that things could go under it. So it doesn't have a shei mechitza extending down to the ground. Mm-hmm. So the car will be rishus hayochid, but what's underneath it will not be rishus hayochid. That we'll see later on. Okay. I'm trying to get all of our kolam straight, and then we start dealing with all of the halachic lemaisa. But this is like he's just trying to define the halachas of the rishuyas over here. Yud gimel charim shabik solim. So you have a wall which is facing immediately adjacent, it's facing out the Rishus Rabbim, and there is some type of a crack, some type of a hole or in the wall which doesn't go all the way through. In other words, it doesn't go all the way through inside, which we had before. It's only facing outward. So this is, now we're dealing with Chare Rishus HaYachid. So Imheim Gavoyim L'malam Yishloishim. So, but if they're within the first three tefachim off the ground, so we deal with them as part of the Rishus HaRabim, just like we said, any item in the Rishus HaRabim which is less than three tefachim is part of the Rishus HaRabim. So this also, but if it's above three tefachim already, we deal with them the fimi they're saying, depending how large they are, whether they're considered a makom patur. Or they're considered they'll be considered a karmelis, depending how large they are. Or I guess if they're really large enough, you can make them into a rishus hayochid. Okay, Mr. Baruch, mem hey, klap rishus harabim. Ritzolim, the einam overim klap yipnim. They don't go all the way through. The overim klap yipnim didn't kechar rishus hayochid. If they go all the way through, they're rishus hayochid. At that height, they're still considered part of the extension of the Rishus Rabbim, since they don't go all the way through into the Rishus HaYachid. So an example would be if you would have, let's say, a wall which has like a step back. So, you know, down here it's wider and then it goes up a little bit and it goes in. And that step back was facing out towards the Rishus HaRabim, so you have this ledge there. So, even though that ledge is 4x4, right? It could be length, along the whole length of the wall. So that's part of that. That would be, if it's less than 3 tefachim high, that's considered still Rishus HaRabim. Mm-hmm. That's, so that would be example of that type of thing.
So
as we discussed before, you have it when it's facing outwards, depending how large it is. That defines it. Okay, so that's Rishus HaRabim. So we discuss Rishus HaYachid, discuss Rishus HaRabim. Sif Yudal, it is now, what is a karmelis? Ezahi hu karmelis. What is a karmelis? Makom shein hiluch l'rabim. It's a place which is not made for walking. It's not, the function over there is not to be a place of moving, transporting masses of people. Kegayin yam. So the yam is a karmelis. Ubika. Ubika, you'd have, say, a valley, which means it's not necessarily nothing is preventing you from going there. Just not a place where fields. Itzavonis, itzdaba, itzavonis and itzdaba. What are those? Pirish itzavonis. Malkim shlifnei chenuyos shiyoshim shama secherim. So you had at the side of your Rishus HaRabim, you would have merchants would put their wares. So what happened was that we used to have amudim there, which would sort of that's that area where they would sit on. There's these posts. So the place in front of the stores where they would the Sechem would sit outside. They would put their wares outside on these ledges, or they'd make the type of it could be set there to stay there. So you'd have the little rays, you know, like a little table or something of that sort. You know, it wasn't a table; it didn't have legs. It was full. It was like a pole. You'd put your items on top of, and then you would sit there. So then they would have a ledge they would sit on. So in front of the walls of the, you know what? One second. Here's the wall, here's the road, and here's this thing you would sit on.
Okay,
yeah. There you go. So that was called the Tzibonis. Don't ask me how I pulled that one out.
Most people would see the person in the picture, not the scene.
That's true. But if you're involved in halacha, you look at
things. There's a man there.
is it Shabbos?
It's very possible because
the
person who took the picture was not a Jewish guy. It's a Roman Vishniak picture, so he wasn't Jewish.
I think he wasn't from out. He wasn't Jewish.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He was just fat. He went there during the 30s to take a series of... He did the whole photo thing.
Really?
I don't think he was Jewish. So where his possible was on Shabbos, I don't know. But could have been on Tuesday also, you know.
He's not smoking.
Okay. Shifnei Amurim. The Itzibon is which in front of the Amurim is Rabbim. So they're four tefachim by four tefachim wide, and they're at the height of at least 3 and less than 10. Or v'keren zavus hasmuchel v'shusarabim. So you'd have a corner which is near the shusarabim. So what does that mean? Kegoin mavoi sheyesh lehem sholish mechitzas v'en lehem lechi or kerb revis. So. I don't have a picture. I promised pictures. No good pictures yet. So you'd have the alleyway which opens out into the Rosh Hashanah, and it's walled on three sides. But there was nothing closing off the fourth side. So he's saying over here that's going to be considered. That's going to be considered like a Carmelis.
What the size?
Pretty much.
Because it's like a dead end street; it doesn't go anywhere, because there's three walls, right? So there's no place it can go.
Now we'll see. The reason why it's interesting because later on there's a sheet that tells the three walls. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out that. The Rambam holds three walls is not Rosh Hashanah Yechad Deraisa. You need four walls to be Rosh Hashanah Yechad Deraisa. Rashi and others hold three walls is enough to make Rosh Hashanah Yechad. So that scenario which you're giving over here, according to Rashi, would be a Deraisa Rosh Hashanah Yechad, which you may not carry in. So it's like a Carmel in the sense that you have limitations of carrying in it, but the person would throw up Rosh Hashanah Rambam into it, he'd be Chayiv. Mm-hmm. According to the Rambam, the person would throw up Rosh Hashanah Rambam into it, he'd be Potter. So it's like a Carmelis. So there's supposed to be in Rashi and the Rambam in this status of Carmelis for this item. What exactly it means that it's a Carmelis? Okay, two different definitions. Rosh Hashanah Rambam Shulmakar. Rosh Hashanah Rambam, which has a roof over it.
What was the last thing you were talking about?
an area right in front of the, next to Rishon LeZion, which is not enclosed enough to be Rishon LeZion, is called a Carmelis. The tail sheesh where arba. You have say a hillock, which is 4x4, Venegavoya Sarda, it's not 10 tvachim high. Or you have a pit, which is dug out, which is 4x4, and it's not 10 deep. Okay, let him shabur over here. Memches, kigarnyam, vuad in the hor, river also. Now, alvagav the mayla mevat the mechitzosa kemoshik sav the mesepir olive. We said if you have a pit, which is 4x4 and 10 deep, even though it's full of water, it's still a rishus yachid. So why over here do we call it a carmelis? There's wall. Usually, the yam has walls going down, and it's 4x4 and 10 tefachim. So yesh lemer the chochericha ena meshupa keshis laka goiva asar tefachim etech arba amos lehabrishas yochid. So the angle is important. So the slope of the going out into this yam is not necessarily. It's steep enough that it'll create the loch of walls. It doesn't cut by the edge of the yam. That area is not so not such a steep drop off. So which means once you get to the you have your continental slope at the beginning of the yam, and eventually you have where you have the continental. What's it called?
Shelf,
right, where it goes straight, where it goes down much more precipitous. So that area would be Rishon LeZion theoretically, but the area which most people will be dealing with near the but that'll only be true when you get way far out there. But meanwhile, the area according to this answer, the first area is a carmelis until it gets out there, and that can go out mile.
It changes. It's not the whole yam is not going to be a carmelis, just the edge of it.
Well, according to this argument, if it's based on the fact that it's at a slope, we'll see another reason in a minute. But based on this argument alone, so the nature, the way the large yamim work is the beginning is a slope, but eventually there's a drop. So that drop will be you'll have your walls according to this argument.
We have the walls. It's just. Water, it's like miles
and miles and miles of water. Yeah, so the first, Mishmur's asking the question. We said before that you have your nice pit going down, you fill it up with water, it's still Rishon LeZion. It's full of water, but water doesn't take away the status of walls.
Right.
So I go out to the Yam, and so right off of England, there's this drop, mm-hmm. and right by New York, there's this drop, so those are the two walls, mm-hmm. and in between, you have a 1,500 mile. Rishon LeZion, mm-hmm. right? Why don't you say that? So his first answer is because you don't have walls, because they don't go down steep enough. The angle is not enough to create that the halachic drop. You need a pretty steep angle to get that it's a wall.
Even so, that being the case, if there are steep walls there, you still have two. Where's at least three?
Well, it depends. Let's say I go to Mediterranean. Mediterranean has the same thing all around it, right? Mm-hmm. So theoretically, that should be Rishon LeZion.
Also, Carmelis. Carmelis is lo hilach rabam.
What?
It meets the definition of Carmelis also. Lo hilach rabam.
Why is it Rishon LeZion?
It's both. Yeah, but it's also a Carmelis. I mean, it meets the definition.
I understand. But every Rishon LeZion also is made for hilach rabam. So that's the first pshat that he says over here. Now he says, but Miri Nisker at the time, the Miri says a different reason, which he says on the bottom is also Ritvo, and the name of the Ramban. They're very far away from each other. Therefore, they don't combine to create a din of Rishon LeZion. I can't count the walls on the by Africa, on the walls by Brazil is the two walls of a 1,500 mile Rishon LeZion in the middle. That's not really realistic.
So you have to see the wall. It's not a Rishon LeZion if you don't see it. If you're in a city, you don't. I mean, if you're in a Paris or a big city, you don't see the walls.
Well, we'll see. So we're going to see that there's Mishnah Berurah later on the Shem involved discusses what will be in a situation where they're man-made. Is that where they're made to be walls? Maybe that's different than over here. That we'll see later. Mishnah Berurah talks about it later on. So the, according to this pshat, if he's a afilu im etzel svosu hu omek, even if you're going to have a precipitous drop, it gets deep. Gamen rishos yochid min atarim in tam zeh. Therefore, it's not rishos yochid. Now, min nahor, a river. The two sides of the river are not so far apart. You can see from one end to the other. And you'll have, let's say, a deep river where you have your, theoretically, you have your walls. Teretz, you only have two walls. So the two sides of the river I have, but we need at least three, you know, or according to the army, we need four. Where are the two other ends? Mm-hmm. Right? So those are the headwaters of the Mississippi and the Gulf of Mexico. And, you know, that's quite a distance in between, right? So they're random starvers, the other walls don't count. So you end up with not enough walls. Now, feel a different feed over.
He discusses the ocean, he discusses the rivers. I don't see any discussion yet on a lake.
Well, yeah, I'm going to include anything which is said as a lake also. It's a caramel.
A lake could have the walls, and it could have the deepness too, if it's a deep lake. And you could see from one end to the other, and
right. So, so
you have all the things that you're
right. So you're going to have a halachic status of a carmelist that there's limitations that you're not allowed to carry in there, but it might be Rishus Yachad Deraisa, so that the person would transfer from there to Rishus Rabban would be chayiv. Then he says, therefore, he says like this: three divrei Magen Avraham, which says the first pshat. The first pshat is Magen Avraham. That's because you don't have the walls, and over here you have walls, and they're not right. So l'chayra, it should be shasiyachet. No, he also agrees that it's a caramelist, not l'kula that a person would be potter if he carries there from rishus rabbim, but the chumra that he can't carry daladamis. Shasiyachet, you can carry daladamis. Right. So in the yam you would have the limitations of caramelists. So like we had before in Hilchos Shabbos, if a person comes out of the water, he has to be, if he has a large excess of water on his body, he has a problem carrying that water. If he walks daladamas as he goes up to the shore, he has a problem carrying the water daladamas on his body. He has to sort of like get all of the water off of him. He had that halacha over there. So that'll be true, even though halachically it would be a derisa versus a yachid, mir abonus a carmelis. We'll see some other cases where that's true. That it can be a rishus yochad deraisa and a carmelis derabanan, the chumra. Now the hoyer rakak mayim rishus rabim halachas, but you have, let's say, this little rivulet which crosses through the rishus rabim, but people walk through it. Imenu amuka asar tvachim, it's not 10 tvachim deep. Avish en rechava arbot tvachim, it's. If it's 10 deep, so it's a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. But it's not 10 deep. So, and people, you know, will go, you know, down and up. They'll just walk through it. Well, what about if it's less than 4 tvachim wide, and therefore, which means many people will jump over it as opposed to walking through it. Most people jump across. They do not walk through. Since the mice that people do walk through it when they have to, people walk through it, so that's called Rishus Rab. And the same thing, you put a board across, people walk across that, that's also part of it, that's called Rishus Rab. You have to have a large amount of people walking through, not enough that a few people do so. Okay. It's 4x4 and it's 10 deep. So then what is it? So have a carmel is kimayam. Now comes along the prim, that's a Rambam. Comes along the prima gadim and says, Mistapik Lormar, the Rakl Khuma Avi Carmelis, Shalhoitzi Mitakh Yochid. Al Minatara Rishus Yochid. In that situation it's 4x4 and 10 deep, it's Rishus Yochid. So Minatara, person would carry from there to Rishus Rabim, it would be Chayit. But mirabonin, it's also from there to carry to Rishus Yochid because we did believe it as a carmelist. Okay, Ubika.
What's Sligo Creek? I mean, that's.
It's probably.
Rishus Yochid.
Is it deep enough? That's the Rishus Yochid? I don't think so.
30 inches
deep. Sorry. It depends. Some places, yeah. Some places, no. Some places, yeah. But you don't have four walls. Yeah, you don't have four walls over there. So be a caramelist. So Bika means a place where there are fields which are open, which are, there's no fences around them. Shlifnei Amudim. Now, what's this Amudim thing? So Amudim Heim Oyim the Rishus Rabbim. They had these posts in the Rishus Rabbim. We tell them Tagorim Pragmatia. The businessmen would hang their merchandise on them. Vatsim Hoya Eitz Sabos, and they would put these shelves or these ledges nearby. So he says that the itztavonis and the itztaba, which are the shelves, are considered caramelists. Why don't you discuss the area, the ground, in between where the posts are? So you have post. What's the status of that area? You know, you have the itztaba over here. What about the ground between the posts? Masha the Sirle, the Ben Amudim, that's still part of the Rishus HaRabim, because it's all extension of the flow of the traffic from the Rishus HaRabim into there, etc. That's Kedas HaRamba. Avo Rabbi Peskin Posku the Gam Ben Amudim, Avo Gav the Zim and the Dorsi HaRabim, even though people do come through there, sometimes many people come through there. Kim Shenach Hiluch Noyach Kolkach, it's not really made for, you know, being a place to travel. It's more just to get to this merchant. Shaymudim harbim barech v'zeshel k'negetzet. K'karmel is done. They used to stagger them, so it was very difficult to walk there in any real easy fashion. So therefore, it only be that itself would also be a karmelus. So the area of the Ben Amudim is also a karmelus. So he said these it's the itzavonis and itzaba, which are four tefachim wide. And they're three high and less than 10 high. Who would deal in your nights? Savonis will be the same thing. Okay. Arbo, they're 4x4 and they're gavoy at least 3 tvachim and less than 10. Then Rechov Arbo, he makam patur. If it's not 4x4, it's makam patur. If it's 4x4, even though it's 4x4, it's shesarab. The gavoy asara, it's 4x4, it's 10, he rishas a yachid. So the only possible case is it's 4x4 and three high up to less than 10, about a sora. Now umayri kishen rabim mechatun olev, but it's all talking about that the people as they walk don't use this area to adjust their packages. The lavochi betisha v'chem betisha adasora l'dasa yesharim hanavasefiyot habrishes rabim. So we saw this idea yesterday that something which is not made for walking, it's made for assisting in the walking by allowing the person to stop there and adjust his package, is also considered a makom Rishus HaRabim. So the case over here was they weren't using it for that purpose. Like we said before, that it's not enough that you actually is roy to use it, you have to actually use it. Keren Zavis, which is the next Rishus HaRabim. For example, a Mavoi, which has three walls and doesn't have the fourth wall. Kagoyin. That's Om Pshat. V'yeshoy perish b'Rashi. Rashi says another pshat. This Karen Zavis idea. Rashi says another pshat. K'gan shehichnas habayis l'soychoy. V'nichem mekarkol l'shus harabim. You had three houses adjacent to the shus harabim, and as opposed to putting all three houses all the way out there next to shus harabim, one of the house owners pulled his house back, moved his house. He built his house further away from the Rishus HaRabim than the other two. So you're left with this little courtyard in front of that house, which has the wall of the house is a wall that has the side of this house, the side of that house. You have a house, Rishus HaRabim. So you end up with three mechitzas. And the Rishus HaRabim,
he's the middle house.
So the middle house. Well, it's stepped back from the Rishus HaRabim. You have the two ones like this. You'll have basically you got this U-shaped area, which where is facing the Rishus HaRabim. So that's another example of the case of Kevin Zavis. So it's called Kevin Zavis because there's going to be like an edge. Let's say the traffic is going this way. There's one edge. If they would go in there, they'd hit the edge. It's called a Keren Zavis. So they don't really go in there too much, because it doesn't. Otherwise, it wouldn't. It would become part of the. Let's say for argument's sake, so house A was merely adjacent to Rosh Hashanah. House B was set back 10 feet. House C was set back 3 feet. So what's going to happen eventually is the Rabbim will flow past house A and then move. Now they have more room to spread out. They're going to spread out, and that'll become Rosh Hashanah already.
Exactly.
So that's why the case has to be, it's called Keren Zovitz, means that there's going to be this edge over here, which I don't want to walk here because I'm going to hit this. So I have to walk back out. So you don't expand in. It doesn't become part of Rosh Hashanah. That's one mishad. Inami, by shupon of Oyman Balachson, Shazavas Echot Smukh Rosh Hashanah, Mashen is Mashukh, Rosh Hashanah with Nim. So it's set off at an angle. So again, you have a house A is put facing perpendicular to Rosh Hashanah, and house B is at an angle. So you end up with this little, this house like this, this house like this. So this little triangular area, which is set off from the Rosh Hashanah. Same idea. One corner of the house is right next to Rosh Hashanah, but the other corner is further away. Therefore, even though theoretically there's more space now to expand, but the corner which is facing space next to Rosh Hashanah doesn't allow you to go in there because you end up going out again immediately because there's other edge of the house. So it's all the same idea, basically. Now it says that you have this mavui, and it has three walls, and it doesn't have a lechi or a kara. Now, the hoya lechi, so we'll see later on the concept of lechi. Lechi is you put a one pole at the edge of the shisarab. Excuse me, say that again. Put one pole at the edge of the mavui, right next, adjacent to where the shisarab is, but inside the mavui area. That makes it, that's halacha mashisina, that's considered like a wall in that situation. So you would have wall, 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 and you put a pole right here at the edge, that it closes off this area, deraisa. If somebody would throw from the Shazarab into that movie, he transferred from Shazarab to Shazarab and deraisa.
So, I know it's halacha on the Moshe Mishnah for that one pole, but why? It would seem like in order to close it off, you would need to have a second lechi there to create some sort of semblance of a fence or something like that.
No, so this one here is halachically viewed as if it became a whole thing.
Okay.
Shazarik Mishazam Masecha Chayiv Gam Shayimut the Tautel Masecha B'Chol Rishus Yachid. Furthermore, it's not a caramelist anymore. Now you're allowed to carry inside. It has four walls. The caramel on lechi Mishum Machit. So we pass in that lechi. It's the heter of lechi is it gets a din of a machit. Now, I feel the Yehari Shom Rak Kura, which we passed in, so means there's no pole at this edge, but they put a beam going running across on height of from one side to the other side. So it's going across above. So we pass in that doesn't make a mechitza. But since it's been a it's mutter to carry there. It's only Mirabonan Osir. So Chal said, if you put the hecker, we'll allow you to carry inside. So even if you'd have the car, the Habi Rak Mishum Hekera, it creates this awareness that don't carry any further. You're allowed to carry inside. You're allowed to carry inside. According to the Rambam, it's not a Rosh Hashanah until you have four walls. According to everybody else, it's Rosh Hashanah with three walls. Even without the lechi of Yechayiv. So then it's all in the Geya, then you tiltil also with Mirabon like a caramelist. We made a Mirabon like a caramelist that you can't carry unless you have either a lechi or a curry, which allows you to carry. But the lechi doesn't generate any status change on the Raisa level. Shuma Kara, which almost has a roof. They don't talk about Digla Midbar, Shalahoya Makur, Lumilamala. Digla Midbar didn't have roofs. Or a tail which has 4x4, but it's not high enough. Shesh bar bol abod ilav hachi abim makom tura kizel kamon b'sif yutes. If it's not 4x4, it's a shesayachin. Benek bar sora in hoi b'tzim simtisha ayin leil b'sif yud. If it's exactly 9 high, so then we get involved in the question of the you can use it to adjust your packages. That same thing we had before. Okay. Should we do Teshuvah? And maybe let's just do the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll leave the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow for Monday. Again, Monday in my house.
Same time,
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock
is in my house. Yeah. It's gonna be a crazy week next week. My wife has PTA on Monday. Parent teacher conferences on Monday, and she has open house for my daughter's in sixth grade. For sixth graders, Wednesday night. So Wednesday will also be my house. And Tuesday night is in the shul. But after that, things will get normal. Okay.
Monday and Wednesday.
Monday and Wednesday is in the house, and Tuesday is in the shul, and Thursday will be here regularly. Next week is a crazy week. Okay. Tesvav. Buy a shein toche asoro. Mikiruyov mashlim al asoro. You have a house. I mean, house meaning essentially you have a building, which inside is not 10 tefachim high. It's a very low roof. But on top, the roof, the kiruv is the part you put. The roof makes a 10 high. V'yeshbar bolar bo. So outside, you have this building which is 10 tefachim high. It's 4x4. So on top of it, it's Rishos Seyochet. Inside of it, it's a caramelist, because it's not 10 high inside. So, Teichel caramelist, Valgabay Rishos Seyochet. Now, V'imchagig bar arbol arbol, afilo be'em, so now he goes inside, and he digs out in the ground an area which is 4x4. So there's an area, that spot where he dug out is now 10 tefachim from the ground until the roof inside. So that's Rishos Seyochet. So then, even if that is not near the walls, afilo be'emsa, rochik minak solin. So we'll say, listen, okay, I have an area which is 4x4 and 10 high, but doesn't have walls. And the walls are very far away, you know, further away. No, once it becomes Rishos Seyochet, and we're going to discuss why don't you need like a din of lavud? At least say if the walls are within 3 tefachim of where the depth is, so the walls are part of that binyan. But if not, here's my cut, and here's the walls over here. What's the connection to the walls? And so that's we'll see. Mishnah Berurah will discuss why that is so. I'll leave that for.